It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. On a beautiful day, the only thing that would make this day more beautiful is big thunderclouds. We'll count on those for tomorrow. Let's check in with NDSU Extension for Cass County, Kyle Ossend. How are you doing today, Kyle?
I'm doing good, Mick.
Good deal. A mighty fine day. It looks like farmers are either furiously planting or they're done.
Yeah, we've got, you know, overall, we need that rain, of course, but we've had really good planting conditions for the most part over here in Cass County. Farmers have been going very hard with their planting. A lot of people are, you know, finishing up their corn and soybeans. We're way ahead of where we were last year with planting. So that's the good news right now, is we're doing excellent on planting.
Yeah, and no corn to combine this spring. That's much better than a year ago.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, last year we were talking about how farmers had to watch out on those side roads because it was so wet and muddy, the trucks are getting stuck, and now very different conditions.
Boy, that is for sure. And, the Fargo clay is not sticking to your boots this year, so all is well already. Well, did you see any major acreage shifts, or did farmers just kind of stick to the plan, stick to their rotation?
I think it's, you know, things are looking pretty similar to usual. I mean, of course, prices are looking great for corn and soybeans, and we have a lot of soybeans in Cass County, a lot of corn as well. So I'd say things are looking fairly normal here in Cass County.
All right, and emergence, I think, is the big concern. I drove up Highway 17 yesterday, and I could see rows of corn.
Yeah, so things are starting to emerge. It's been slow so far because, of course, you know, we've been a little dry and a little cold, but now we got that heat, so that's certainly helping out the corn. Hopefully here, if we get this rain, that can really push out the corn and soybean that is still underground there and hopefully get some real good emergence.
What kind of weed concerns are you worrying about here as we move into Well, we get a little rain, we often get a flush of weeds. What are you expecting?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've been seeing things like wild buckwheat and common lamb's quarter out there. Of course, the weeds that can handle the drier weather are kind of poking through. But, once we get that flush, you'll see, if we get that water, we'll certainly see a flush of weeds come out. So important to get on that weed management right away. One thing, you know, and I know we talk about this constantly, but a good time to be watching for Palmer amaranth. It is a plant that's native to desert. So if anything can handle growing in dry conditions like we've been seeing, it'd be that, and good idea to watch out for that now while there's not too many weeds up.
Yeah, it seems. Yeah, and is it hard to or easy to identify at a short stature?
I would say it's not very easy to identify at short stature, not at least from the other pigweeds. I mean, you can at least see, the pigweeds are all kind of look pretty similar, small. It's tricky. We do have good resources out, though, at the NDSU website, though, on even identifying seedlings based on hair and whatnot on them. So it is a little tricky. In Cass County, of course, we do have a lot of water hemp, but that, of course, would like a little more water, so maybe you're not seeing as much as that right now.
Well, water is coming, as they say in the forecast, so we'll expect that. I guess for any kind of weed identification or any other, just follow Joe Eichley on Twitter or check out all of what he reports on the NDSU Extension website.
Yeah, Joe's got some great stuff out there. I know he was just tweeting about water hemp, too, and early emergence. So, yep, it's out there.
He's a tweety. So, anyway, are there concerns about dryness? Well, obviously, all over the county, but any particular unique dry situations in Cass County?
I don't know if we have anything unique compared to the rest of the state. We did have some early season moisture, so a lot of the wheat did come up and is looking all right, but it's taken out whatever moisture is left in the ground there. So we're looking for some moisture. With that heavy clay, if you dig down deep enough, there's moisture, but it's for a lot of the plants out of the root zone for them at the small stages. So like everyone else, just waiting for some. We're not for some rain. We're not in nearly as bad a position as a lot of the farmers out west, though. So, you know, not doing too bad. But, yep, hopefully get some good amount tomorrow.
Okay. Got field days coming up, or you got, what kind of plans do you have for the summer gatherings?
Yeah, so right now we're really looking at it in our office. We got, of course, the 10-day Red River Valley Fair coming up, so we got a lot of prep for that. Last year we weren't able to host a lot of our 4-H events, so we've got, you know, the static judging and livestock shows coming up, so we're getting ready for all that. Fair's been moved to 10 days now, so a lot to plan for. And, of course, here in Cass County, we have the Agronomy Seed Farm, which their field day is on Monday, July 19th. So right after the fair gets done, you can head out to the field day there.
Well, wonderful. And last year missed that, and so that it's going to be great. We drive by it all the time, and I know they always got a lot of great stuff going on out there, so... we will plan Monday, July 19th, put that in the calendar. All right. Kyle, anything else to report?
Yeah, not nothing else there. We're just, excited for the 4-H events and the fair and everything we can do this summer that we can do in person, unlike we weren't able to last year.
Since Sarah left, who's heading up the 4-H kids?
Well, it's kind of a split between the office, but we do have Kelsey Hoffman, who did work here as an agent before, is helping out with a lot of the livestock and the 4-H prepping. So hopefully we're looking all right and getting everything ready to go.
Well, all right. Well, thank you for your help in that area, and good to see Kelsey back in action extension-wise. So, super. Okay. Well, Kyle, appreciate the update. Have a good rest of the day, and get your rain gauge out and start measuring tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Mick.
Shoot the cobwebs out of the bottom of it first, though, maybe.
Of course.
Okay. Thanks, Kyle.